This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
What's up, everybody? Happy Saturday. Another Best Bits is here. And y'all's favorite, and I do say that a little bit sarcastically, Lunchbox is here.
Oh, I thought you were saying for real, like you always got messages that I'm the favorite, and I was like, yeah, that's not a shot, guys.
Listen, I need to start off with...
Just so, like the earth is round. I mean, no crap.
We do have listener questions in part three, but sometimes they'll send shout-outs or they'll make remarks instead of questions, and I would like to start off with a review from Andrea, or however you say it.
Andrea.
There's so many versions.
Andrea Bocelli.
However,
isn't that the person?
She would like to politely ask that you don't be so loud and not yell.
I don't yell ever. I don't know what you're talking about. Andrea.
Just setting us up.
Have I yelled at all? I don't yell.
No.
When have I yelled?
Loud. I think you're just loud. Especially in comparison to my voice, which is pretty soft.
Yeah, you can hear Morgan so soft on a Saturday morning. You know, Andrea, what you should really say is, Lunchbox, thank you for waking up early on a Saturday to come up and do this. That's really what you should be saying. So yeah, I'm a little tired. I'm working 6 days a week. You know, how many days a week are you working? You know what I mean? I'm bringing the energy. I'm trying to wake you up on a Saturday.
Oh boy. Well, that I wanted to start out with that review. I thought it'd be funny. And Lunchbox is now pressed. Okay. Best bits. You're also going to love that you're not in number one here.
Of course
weekend.
I'm not.
You are close though. You're at number two.
Of course. Oh my God.
So we had George Burge on for his first number one at country radio. I am so tongue tied this morning.
That's what I'm worried about.
Do
I got to bring it in.
This? I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay. We had George Burge on this week talking about his first number one in country radio. We did a draft of foods with the letter T.
Which, I mean, I'm just going to say, we didn't even draft foods. Like, I'm not going to...
Why are you saying we? I did. You got a mouse in your pocket?
No, whatever. Just...
Mine were foods.
I understand. If you want to go look at the draft, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, there's no point in arguing it, but I'm not. I'm just saying whatever.
But every single one of mine was foods.
I didn't say you.
You said we.
As a collective group, whole community.
Okay.
And here's the funny thing about George Burge. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Is that he grew up in Austin. You'll hear that in an interview or whatever. Yeah. And like he used to listen to us on the radio. That's kind of crazy. That makes me feel old.
You are old.
Like it makes me realize I'm old. I do get that. Like sometimes when people come to me like, I listen to you when my mom would drive me to elementary school. And
I listen to you guys when my mom would drive me to school.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
You don't remember that backstory?
Nah. Okay. I try to put that in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I did. I grew up listening to you guys.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I mean. Like, I'm like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
Do you feel really old right now?
Yeah. And then, like, he started a band, you know, like he was in some band called Waterloo Revival. And
that's
we met.
That's why you know that name for whatever reason.
Yeah, because
we did like the water game where you throw people in the head, and that was what you came up with for W.
Yes. I didn't come up with Willie Nelson, but I came up with Waterloo Revival. And it's him and a buddy that I guess they went to middle school or high school together. We met them in Austin one time, and I was like, dang, that's crazy. I feel old. You listen to me. And then I never heard from Waterloo Revival again. I was like, okay, you know, they guys didn't make it. Like, that's crazy. Like, the guys that used to listen to us. And then he made it, and now he's got the number one. I'm like, dang, we're old. Like, it feels weird when people tell you that, or they're like, you know, I used to listen to you on the radio when I was in elementary school, and then they have a kid now, and I'm like, what in the world? Like,
you're growing up, buddy.
Like, that's wild. It's so wild.
I mean, you do have three kids of your own.
So. I do have three kids of my own, and that's wild, too, in its own right. Like, holy crap, who gave
that
me three
is
kids?
Wild. Who do you be a dad?
Not me. Well, I mean, I thought I'd be maybe on accident, but.
Oh, boy. Okay. The other bits this week, Amy got hit on via email. Nate Smith stopped by. We had Bobby tell the story.
Do you ever get hit? Are there weird ways? I never knew people could slide in and email hit on.
I don't know that I've ever sent photos to someone via.
That's true.
Email.
So Amy's just kind of older, so she sent a picture with her email.
Well, there was a reason she sent a photo. She was doing something with that photo.
I wonder if it ever happens, because I don't email a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just in a regular business, right? Like, you work a regular cubicle job, you know, at a business, and you email people a lot, and you don't have a picture, but just from your email style, someone hits on you like, hey, I like the way you write. We should go out and get, you know what I mean? Like, does that ever?
That's never happened. No, nobody's paying attention to text. It's all about attraction, Lunchbox. Shouldn't you know this?
But I'm just wondering, because people are weird.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I've gotten sent text emails, but they've seen me on the show, or they've seen me on social media.
No, I get that. I'm talking like they just work business, like email to email.
I mean, typically most people have little photos that are associated with their emails.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah. And like the new age of emails.
Oh. See, I'm terrible.
So
like,
too.
I'm so bad at email because I barely ever email.
Yeah.
That whenever I have to write an email, like a real email, I have my wife do it.
Your poor wife just does everything, doesn't she?
Well, because I'm like, does this sound okay? She goes, no, that doesn't sound right at all. Like, that's, you got to be a little more like.
She's taking care of the kids. She's cooking meals. Like, now she has to also email for you?
She's like, that doesn't sound, like, that's too blunt. Like, you got to be more like.
Yeah, you are very blunt. You're not a very nice and easy, smooth talker. You're more
Well,
like
no, I'm a smooth talker. Now, trust me, ladies, I'm a smooth talker.
But. You have a rough approach.
Yeah, I'm not. And so I'm just straight to the point. So it's like a one-line email.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, you got to start it with, it's like, oh, hope all is well, blah, blah, blah. How you know, she's like, you got to lead into it. And I'm like, well, why? Isn't it easier just to say it?
So it is easier, but listen. It's all politics of people.
Yeah, my email etiquette is, what do you call it? Not good.
Okay, well, we did have Bobby share the first kiss story with his wife, Caitlin, and we had your audio from your 911 call.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did do that.
Take your mom in.
Yep.
And then I
roll a truck.
Whatever that means.
Do you want
to talk about anything else besides these bits?
No, I do.
We got to get to them.
Okay, but do you, every time you have a first kiss, do you think, oh, man, that could be my last first kiss?
No.
Never think that?
I don't have that hope anymore.
But have you ever thought that? Have you ever thought like, man, that's going to be my last first kiss?
No.
Okay. Because I never thought that either.
Like, I was going to say, I don't think that you think of that in the moment, maybe after it, but.
Like, I never thought that. I was like, ah, you know, that's one guy, let's just make out. Cool. All right. What's the next one? Like, you know what I mean? Never, like, it's weird that eventually you have your last first kiss. That's weird.
That is true. Like, genuinely, well, if you're a good person, you have your last first kiss.
No. No matter what, you're always going to have a last kiss. Last first kiss, no matter what.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, in general.
I know what you're saying.
Hopefully, it is that one person.
It's kind of crazy, man. It's kind of crazy.
Well, speaking of kind of crazy, I did do a dating in December presentation, which has taken over the internet. We have a lot of comments on it, so that's why it's in the number one spot.
Oh, little self-absorbed there. Put yourself at number one. Look at me.
Hey, go look at the video on social media, like on TikTok. I think we're close to 500,000 views on it already. People are going crazy. Okay. Having their comments about it.
I'm just saying, hey, look at me. Put myself at number one. Hey, let me pat myself on the back. It would be nice.
Bring better content.
It's crazy how if it's your show, you can put yourself number one. It's convenient.
My segments particularly have maybe been number one two or three times in the entire course of Best Bits.
Okay. Well, my bad.
Okay. Well, tell me about your Christmas break. You're coming on. We're in the middle of kind of January, but how was your break? What'd you do?
My break was kid-centric. I mean, I was here. I didn't leave. We didn't go anywhere. We chilled at the crib for all of it. My parents came, and my sister, her three kids came, and they rented a van. And when they say, when you say they rented a van, right, I thought, okay, they just rented a van, like a minivan or a van.
Yeah, like a little minivan.
They pulled up in an airport shuttle van to my freaking house. Like, the thing was massive. Like, you can stand up in it and walk around.
Yeah,
like
they were going full road trip style.
I mean, because they were like, we rented a van. I'm like, okay, yeah, you rented a van. They kept saying, no, we rented a van. I'm like, yeah, you rented a van. And when they pulled up to the house, I was like, you rented a van. Like, it was amazing.
Did it look like, because we had one of these growing up. This is how, like, my parents transported all four of us girls around. It kind of looked like a mini RV inside.
Yes.
Like, there's little carpet and chairs and, like, little TVs in there. There wasn't, like, a bathroom or kitchen or anything.
No, there was no bathroom, no kitchen, but they had four different TV screens.
Yeah, like, a very kind of mini RV style van.
Yeah, so the kids could all watch their own show.
Are you showing me a picture?
Look at this big old sucker.
That is.
I mean, it's massive.
It's a Sprinter van.
Yeah, but I did. I mean, when they didn't say, they said we rented a van, and they rented a van, and it was so big they couldn't go through drive-throughs.
There's your yelling. I just want to point it out.
No, that was letting you know that.
I'm
they said
you.
Van, but it was a van. Like, it was. They was undersold it.
Okay, but that was better.
So I mean, it was crazy, and like we had our kids the whole time because we were like, all right, look. Granny and Grandpa are coming. Mm-hmm. Don't want to get anybody sick, so we got to get out of the school, got to get out of the germ area. So we chilled and did stuff the whole time with them, and it was just awesome. Like, we hung around the house and played, and I'm trying to think if we did anything crazy. We didn't do anything crazy. Went to the trampoline park one day, and I'm so stupid. Like, I'm so dumb, because it was after Christmas, before New Year's. And it was like a Wednesday afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday morning. And I was like, oh, we can go to the trampoline park. We'll be the only ones there. Good gosh. It was like a club on a Saturday night. It was like a line to get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like
week before and week after Christmas, I feel like, is when you're doing all the fun stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that everybody would be off work. Mm-hmm. I thought everybody would be at work. So, you know, the kids would have like a babysitter or something or whatever. But nope. Everybody, their mom, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, they were all at the trampoline park. It was pure chaos over there.
Oh, did you get on? Did you go jump in?
Well, I didn't really jump. The kids jump. You know, there's too many kids for me to jump. I jumped a little bit with the kids, like double bounce them on the trampolines.
Did your wife jump? Because I know that was a thing last time.
No, she don't jump anymore.
Yeah, ever since that.
That incident, I mean, I don't even know how many years ago that was, but it was first when trampoline parks came about. Way back yonder, before we had kids, you know what I mean? Back in the old days. The good times.
That's when that happened? I thought you guys had kids when she hurt her ankle.
Oh, no. We were over at Garrett's house, okay? Garrett and Missy.
I don't need the full story because I have heard it before.
Maybe some people haven't.
Oh, my goodness.
Garrett, Missy, Robert, Michelle.
This is why I said full story.
Ryan, Sal, Blake, Britton, they're all there. We're all over at Garrett's house. Had a couple cocktails and... someone's like, hey, and Greg's there, Jacob, and they're like, hey, you know that they opened a trampoline park right down the road. And we're like, what do you mean trampoline park? Like, it's nothing but trampolines. And we all looked at each other like, what? And Missy and Britton and Michelle, they were cheerleaders in college at Texas State. And they're like, oh my gosh, let's go. So we call and we're like, hey, can adults come jump on these trampolines? And they're like, yeah. And we're like, okay, everybody, let's go, go, go. And we go to the trampoline park. And I mean, it is just nothing but like the size of a Target, but just trampolines. And we're like, oh, this is heaven on earth. This is going to be amazing. And we sit there and we fill out the waivers, you know, little 16-year-old kids working the front desk. We sign the waivers. On the fourth jump, my wife goes up, comes down, and lands on the metal, like the padding where the metal's underneath it.
Yeah.
Turns her ankle, is screaming in pain. Screaming. And her freaking, like, ankle swells up to the side. I mean, it felt like a basketball, but it's probably more like almost a small watermelon, maybe. I don't know. It was so huge. Couldn't put any weight on it. Crying. And I looked at my buddy Garrett, and I was like, so you think I can stay? Like, you think? And I was like,
typical lunchbox response.
I was like, I said, here, we'll just get you some ice. And we got her some ice, and she's like, I need to go. I need to go. And I was like, we got four jumps. Four jumps. And Garrett had to help me carry her to the car and drive her home. And so that's the last time she jumped on a trampoline at the trampoline park.
I mean, a fair reason to no longer jump.
Yeah, but it was four jumps, and they said they stayed for like 2 hours, and they said it was so freaking fun. And I was like, thanks, guys.
I mean, that was like me when I went rollerblading, and in the first 5 minutes, I broke my tailbone for the first time.
Oh, that's bad.
I had not touched those rollerblades since.
Yeah,
they
see?
They just sit in the closet.
Yeah, like my cousin Andrew, he would go skiing every Christmas, right? And then one year he was in high school, he's like, oh, let me try snowboarding. I already ski. And first time down, he fell and broke his wrist.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not the same thing.
And so it was like, well, that wasn't good. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the difference because I've never been skiing. But
yeah, I mean, I do feel like, too, it's also personality type. Like, if you just kind of go for it, you're always at risk of getting more injured. If you're and like not a very ease into it person.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, let's go.
100 miles an hour. But yeah, so no, my wife didn't jump at the trampoline park. But we did do the jousting where you whack each other with the whackers.
You kick your kids off.
Yeah, but we did have an incident. You can go listen to the Sore Losers podcast from this past week, and
tease us within a tease.
Well, I can't tell the story here because I told it on Sore Losers.
Oh my God. Well, you already told it. Did they already hear it?
Yeah.
All right, go listen to the Sore Losers after this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could tell it.
Nope, just keep rolling.
Okay, let's just keep rolling. That's it. I mean, we did the jousting, and we did the what do you call it? The American Ninja Warrior course.
Yeah.
Did that. I mean, it was a blast, man. We had so much fun.
Would you 10 out of 10 stay in Nashville again for Christmas, or would you want to travel next year?
Oh, I would stay again. It was fun. Now, if no one came, that would be a little sad. Like, it's like, oh, it's just us. Like, not that that's bad, but I like the chaos of everybody, like, having three cousins there. So six kids running around the house and just like, looks like an absolute disaster area, just stuff everywhere.
You like your life in chaos, don't you?
I do. I enjoy the chaos makes it more fun. Like, it looks lived in. Like, if it's all straight and perfect, it's like, has no personality.
Oh, yeah, you'd hate my house.
Yeah, I can't, here's the difference. Like, I go to my in-law's house, and I feel weird with my kids running around because I'm like, oh, don't touch anything. Whereas my parents' house, I'm like, who cares? Just stuff's everywhere. Like, let's go. It's just weird how it works. Because the straight...
Is your wife that way? Like, her parents? Like, did she kind of have to adapt to
you? Oh, she still is like, oh my gosh, it's too dirty. It's too messy. And I'm like, we have three kids. Who cares? But whatever.
So she is still constantly kind of adapting to the way that you see it should be happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah. And then, like, my mom... I got a shout out to my mom. She's a baller, okay? She had all these games planned out. Like, she bought snowballs off the internet because my sister's kids, because it snows sometimes in Nashville, so they thought, it's going to snow, but it doesn't really snow that often, and it doesn't really snow in December. So she bought these balls that, like, they came in like a vacuum-sealed bag, and when you open it, they kind of puff up, and they kind of feel like snowballs. And so we had snowball fights.
And fake then, snowball fights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we had reindeer games where she bought blow-up antlers for all the kids. And you have rings and you toss them on the kids' antlers. Oh, my gosh. They loved it. Loved it.
Is your mom on social media?
No. Well, yeah, she's on. I mean, she does Facebook, but really, I mean, her and my dad share account.
The reason I ask is because, like, we came up with our own, like, Christmas games this year, too. It was very a popular trend of, like, videos. And I've seen some of the things that she did, so she must have seen them on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. She must have, yeah.
Which I love. But I love, like, that when you do, like, the original games because it's so much fun.
My cousin, shout out Michelle, and her husband Todd, they live in Illinois. They have games, and one of their games is you have a ball tied to the bottom of a cup, and it's strapped around your waist, and you have to thrust your hips and get the ball to land in the cup. It is hysterical.
Fun to watch everybody doing that.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, we need to, I mean, our kids are too young. They wouldn't get it. They wouldn't, it would be too annoying. But when they get older, I'm like, we are doing that game because that is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun ones you can do as you're getting older.
And can I say, it's extremely hot in this room.
Yeah, it is. You want to take a quick break?
No, I'm good. Whatever you want to do.
We have to. So
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Thank you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we'll be right back.
Have we started yet?
Yeah, it's already recording. What do you mean, have we started? You just think we were sitting here talking in front of microphones?
Well, no, I thought we were, I don't know. I thought we talked. I don't remember how it works. It's a new year, new me.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right, given that it is 2024, I don't know if you've been online much recently, Lunchbox, but basically people are doing this is in for 2024 and this is out for 2024.
Okay.
Like kind of they're doing their in and out list. So do you have some in and out things for the year? Like things that'll be in for you and things that you're not doing, essentially.
No.
You just living your life?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't plan like that. I'm like,
I really haven't either. Like, these people are put, like, they put a lot of thought and process.
Like, what's something that they're going to be, like, that they say is in?
It's a lot of, like, health and wellness.
So it's like New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, it's just a different way of saying New Year's resolutions, I think, you know?
Oh, so it's trying to be cool and hip and say in and out instead of New Year's resolution because I don't do resolutions. I do in and out. Is that basically what I'm getting at?
Yeah, you know, not like the burger.
Yeah, which is highly overrated, by the way. Highly overrated.
Yeah, like, so somebody's like posting every day for my audience, following the let them rule. These are ins. Is it?
What's a let me rule?
Like, let them rule. We've talked about it on the show, the Brené Brown, where she's like, if they do something in life and it offends you, or like they don't invite you to something, or you're not part of something, and you just let them instead of letting it affect you, kind of thing. The let them rule.
Don't understand. Of course, you. What are you gonna? What,
version,
no, no.
But.
Of course. What do you mean? Like, if they don't invite you, what do you mean let them? Like, what are you going to let them do?
Like, it means, like, don't address it. Don't be confrontational. You just let it go, and you let them do that, and you move on with your life.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, no crap. You have to let them do it because you didn't get invited. Like, that's part of it.
Yeah. I didn't know if you had any, like, funny ones. Like, some people are, like, shopping secondhand versus doing fast fashion.
Well, I don't really shop.
Some people are spending nights in versus going out as much. Like, it's just kind of this... basically a comparison of what you used to do and what you're doing this year.
I mean, no. I mean, I don't know day to day what I'm doing. You know, like, it's hard.
Oh,
let me see.
It's what, okay. You don't have to have what anything. Could be I just in wanted more, to ask.
What could in be in? I don't have
I'll tell you one of my things that's in. And it's, I don't have like an in out list. I'm just rolling.
What's your out?
I really don't have any. Like, okay, I'm chilling. I didn't put together a list.
Thank you.
I'm just hanging out. I just wanted to ask you because I thought it'd be funny because I knew you would.
I'm like, I don't even.
But my in is mall hangs. Like, me and my friends, instead of like going out and drinking and getting all dressed up to go do these things, we'll just go meet at the mall and walk around and like hang out together, kind of like we used to do when we were kids. And okay. It's so much fun.
So you're going to go spend money at the mall?
Not really. Like, we do if we need something, but we just kind of walk around, hang out, check out things, window shop, and talk to each other.
That's interesting, because we went to the mall to see Santa, and I would like to say we got there on Christmas Eve, and with six kids, the thing opened at 9 a.m., and we were there at 8:52 a.m., first in line. I don't know how we did it. Oh, my goodness. How did we do it? No idea, but we did.
I didn't see a lot of long lines for Santa this year.
But the lady said, and by the time they opened, there was about 30 people in line, okay. So we did a great job.
So maybe everybody's just going super early because I'm always going in the evening. And yeah, never saw but it lines was for Santa.
It was awesome because usually they charge you for pictures and like to take pictures. Lady was so cool. She's just like, "Are you gonna? Did you want to buy a pic? You know what? I don't even care. Just take pictures on your phone. I don't care." Like, because usually they say, "Don't take pictures on your phone. Yeah. Don't take pictures on your phone." She didn't give crap. She was
just
awesome.
Rolling with it.
And we walked by some of the stores in the mall. I don't ever go to the mall, so excuse me if I don't know what these stores are. I couldn't even tell you what they are. There's like a bag store, like a watch store, a store with shoes and...
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Were you at Green Hills?
Yeah.
Okay. Green Hills in Nashville is much of our bougie store. It has okay. All the very high-end brands.
And I don't know if it was... I think it was my nephew. He goes, "That's an expensive store."
Mm-hmm.
Without even... I mean, I don't know how he even... He's five.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at them and tell that they're pretty bougie brands.
I mean, it was just like, maybe it was my niece. I don't remember, but I was like, yeah, I don't know what that is either. Don't worry about it. I have no idea. I wouldn't go in. Like, it was like, it was crazy. And then I think about the people that work there. Like, do they make money? Like, how do they make money? It has to be commission. And who the heck actually buys something?
You'd be surprised when we do these mall hangs. Like, there's so many people there still. And I love it. And
that's what my wife said. She goes, "I can't believe people still shop at the mall."
But I love it. And then it'll lead me into kind of the next thing we're going to talk about. But all these places are closing and it makes me really sad.
I agree.
I've driven through towns like on my way home to Kansas and they're like completely deserted. The places that used to be so lively and vibrant are just like zombie apocalypse deserted.
Yeah, it's like Memphis. Don't go to Memphis. It's like abandoned. It's like an abandoned city. It's pretty awkward and weird.
It is, and it's because all these clothes are so, like, they're closing down and nobody does anything with the buildings, the stores anymore, and so they're just gone.
That is true. I've noticed
that. That makes me really sad.
No, I do like that the mall is still there. Like, I think it's cool and I think it's smart because it's sort of like when you go Christmas shopping, a lot of people just do it online. That's not really that fun.
No, it's fun to like go out and see things. And that's why we've kind of like re-amped this again. Like, we used to do it when we were kids and now we're doing it again because it just feels good. It feels fun to walk around the mall with your friends and talk.
Now, do you rotate malls or you just go to the same mall?
We haven't tried other malls yet.
Well, you need to. I mean, you got to go to a new mall. I mean,
just all the other malls are pretty far away though.
Well,
this one's just like close by, so it's convenient. It's an easy way for us to get together.
Yeah, but you can go see other malls, see other people.
Well, it may expand to that. We're just now. This
and
is
then you go to Atlanta, go to, you know, Memphis. Don't go to Memphis.
No, what's the Mall of America, Minnesota?
Don't do that. It's just so stupid. It's so stupid.
No, but
the Mall of America is so stupid. Like, it is so overrated. Like,
You go on the ride. I still want to see it. I want to go.
There's nothing to it. It's literally the rides are the only thing different. Then everything else is, it's just a mall.
Yeah, but see, malls are fun for this reason.
Like you go on the rides, it takes about 10 minutes. It takes about 10 minutes to go on all the rides. And then that's it. And then the rest is just stores, like every other day mall.
But isn't it like multiple levels?
Yeah. Guess what? Green Hills is multiple levels.
It's only two levels.
That's multiple.
Okay. I mean, isn't Mall of America, though, like five or six?
It's like three stories, I think.
Oh, really? I don't know why I had this, like, maybe I'm thinking of the Dubai Mall. I don't know if you've seen that one online, but it's massive.
No idea. But I'm just telling you, Mall of America is just a bunch of stores. You know the Nike store they got over there?
Yeah.
Got it in the Mall of America. It's the same stores. And a bunch of, like, knockoff stores. It's stupid.
Well, that's what's in for us for 2024. That's the only thing, like, I have on my list.
I got nothing.
Well, so speaking of so many stores that are like closing their doors. Like we got Bed Bath & Beyond that's closing. There was just a TJ Maxx.
No, not TJ Maxx. TGI Fridays, I saw that.
Oh, TGI Fridays is closing. But I literally just this morning, I saw a story about
TGIF?
No, TJ Maxx closing of their stores.
Maxinistas, what are you doing out there? Get to the store, buy something.
I know, and I feel like it's only a matter of time before like some of our favorite others follow. So what store, restaurant, like, can you not live without? And if it closes, you're going to be pretty devastated. It could be a store or a restaurant.
Oh, store.
Both are closing.
I don't have a store. I don't do stores. Like, I'm a Kohl's, I guess, but I don't think that's going anywhere. And Cheddar's. Love Cheddar's. Love Texas Roadhouse. And I love Cracker Barrel. But Cheddar's is the number one.
And Kohl's. Those would be, like, your two. That would be, like,
those are my two that I'd be sad.
Yeah.
Because I don't really do shopping, but when I do, I can do Kohl's. But like TJ Maxx, you go into that store, it is so overwhelming and just like, oh my gosh, there's too much stuff. It feels like a 90-year-old grandma's house that has all these figurines and just stuff everywhere, just stuff.
You know, I did see a meme online and it was like, the reason millennials are like minimalists in what they buy in their houses is because their parents' houses were like stuffed to the brim.
Oh, man.
And it's true.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Oh, okay. So Texas Roadhouse, Cheddar's, and we've got Kohl's. I'm with you on Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, so good.
If that place is closed, I would be devastated.
So good.
Like, that's my spot. That or even maybe a little bit Olive Garden, because Olive Garden has some memories for me, and I do love their food.
Okay.
I'd be really sad if one of those are
Yeah, gone. I don't have any memories. Like, I mean, when I was older, we went to Cheddar's, but we used to go to Lone Star Cafe in Austin, and that's no longer there, so.
I was going to say, a lot of my favorite restaurants growing up are gone.
Sirloin Stockade was another place we went a lot on Father's Day or Mother's Day, so people that are listening that have no one knows what those are, but they were awesome.
There was one that closed that made me sad. I haven't eaten it like as an adult, but Boston Market closed, and I used to eat that all the time.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah. So I mean, the other two that would make me sad are Taco Bell.
Well, that's
and
not
Target, good. But I don't think they're going anywhere.
No, I don't think so.
And I don't think Texas Roadhouse is either. But I just like I didn't think half of these, like Pizza Hut, even closed stores, like CVS. Oh,
really?
It's just so many things are closing, and it makes me really sad.
That's sad.
Well, and also I want to tell you a funny story about going to a store. So have you heard of Scheels?
Who?
Scheels, like the massive store.
Scheels?
Yeah.
Spell it.
S-C-H-E-E-L-S. Scheels.
Scheels. Shells. Yeah. I don't know. Never heard of it.
Okay. So
what kind of store is it?
It's huge. It basically has all kinds of things. It's like if you mixed.
Is it like TJ Maxx?
No. It's and talk about multiple levels.
Oh,
it's like
Google.
If you mixed a Bass Pro Shop with a Target and a food place. It has like all these things. It's massive.
Okay.
Kind of like a Buc-ee's also. You just want to throw
it. Never been to a
it.
Buc-ee's.
Yeah, they're huge. Well, I was at Scheels in Wichita getting a Christmas
sporting
gift.
Goods.
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't remember what their main thing was called. But they have more than sporting goods. Like they have toys. They have everything. It's kind of like this massive department store.
Okay.
But I was in there and I broke the credit card scanner.
How did you do that?
I had this giant box because I was buying my nephew something, and literally I was like carrying it and I just hit it, and Lunchbox, the whole thing came off. The whole entire thing came off. And I tried to put it back on and I wanted to go back on. It wouldn't work anymore. So I just like bought my thing and like ran away.
Was it at the self-checkout?
Nope. There's a guy there.
Oh, man.
So there could become a day when they're like, you know, send me something in the mail, be like, you owe
$500. That's really funny. So it just fell off or like you just ripped it off?
I hit it. I didn't mean to. Okay. Like I was carrying this and I couldn't really see. It was a huge box.
Got it.
And so like I just kind of like moved and it just hit it perfectly and it come falling off. And the guy, either the guy didn't really care about his job or he just like didn't know what to do because he just kind of looked at me and like awkwardly laughed and was like, well, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but what is he supposed to do? Like, here's the thing. It ain't his, so he doesn't give a crap.
I know, right? But it was awkward. I don't know how much those things cost, but I wholeheartedly broke one.
But they wouldn't make you pay for it. It's maybe. Their stuff. No, never.
I mean, come I did on. It.
Yeah, but then, I mean, they would make you pay for it. I mean, it's sort of like when a shopping cart, if you hit a car with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for it. The store does.
If you hit a car with a shopping cart?
Yeah, just...
Yes, you do.
Bet.
You think the store has to pay for it, but that's not how that works.
You want to bet? I worked at a store. And trust me, we'd hit cars before. We hit cars.
Okay, you're saying the workers.
Well, yeah, but let's just say a shopping cart.
If you're like just like a guest there.
Well, let's just say a shopping cart is left in the parking lot and it blows into a car.
Yeah, well, then the store has to pay for
ding,
it.
Ding,
because
ding.
They're not, somebody's not out there grabbing it.
That's right.
You know, if people are doing that, that's mean anyway.
Yeah, but that's why you should always, listen, here's the thing. And that's why, that's my one rule. Take the cart back to the store. Don't put it in the bin. Don't just leave it there. If you leave it there, you are a loser. If you just leave it without even putting it in a bin, you're an absolute loser.
Yeah.
Loser in life, loser. Everybody hates you. You have no friends.
Yeah.
If you put it in the bin, you're all right. If you walk it all the way back to the store, that's top notch. Because here's what's amazing. If you sit in the parking lot and watch... Dumb people. You want to watch some dumb people in a parking lot?
Not really, but I'll entertain.
No, you'll see them all the time. They will literally walk further into the parking lot to put it in a bin instead of walking it to the store. It's closer to walk it back to the store, but they will walk across the parking lot, over the hill, 3 feet of snow, and put it in the bin. 6 feet to the left, the store. It's amazing how many people... do this over and over again. You guys are idiots.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think the stores I go to, I think they're all pretty close. They have multiple shopping cart things.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll walk, like let's say it's on the other side of the row. And so they'll walk around all the cars to get over to that bin when you could go three cars to your left and put it back in the store. Explain it to me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't think we're trained that way. I think we're trained to put it in the bin. You know what I mean? Like our mind is like, gotta find a bin.
Yeah. It's just, it's
but you know, I actually agree with you on this. As far as putting the cart back, you're a loser if you don't.
Absolute loser.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else? You're a loser.
I do have a fear that I date somebody and we go to the grocery store together and they don't put it. That's a fear of mine. Like they just leave it, and I'd be like, "Listen, we gotta break up."
That's bad.
That's a fear.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. What were you gonna say before we take another little break?
Another loser is people that leave their diapers, the dirty diapers. They just throw them on the ground in the parking lot. That's disgusting. It's just gross. I don't understand. You can just leave it in your car till you find a trash can. A diaper is never so gross where you should leave it for someone else to pick up. It drives me nuts. I am as a former cart guy, that was the worst. We would just leave the diaper one there forever because I was like, I ain't touching it.
Yeah.
And then other cars run over it. But yeah, those are the losers in life.
I'll never forget the day where I called you. We went to a movie for Mike's birthday, and I was in the parking lot, and I saw a guy littering, and I was like, lunchbox, I see it happening. He's literally just sitting in his car, and they're just dumping out the window. I was like, I can't go up to him. This is how I die. But you can. And so I called lunchbox. He came over, and he's sitting there, like, ready.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand the littering. I don't, like, wherever you're going... There is a trash can.
Yeah.
There's a trash can. So leave in your car for another 3 minutes, 5 minutes, who cares? I'm telling you, there's one time I was at a stoplight. Dude in front of me opens his door, has a fork and knife and a plate and sets it on the ground. I'm like, what are you doing?
That was like, I was sitting at a stoplight and there was a food truck on the side of the road, right?
Yeah.
And somebody had just got like a hot dog from there. And I see him get the hot dog, and I literally watch him walk away. They peel off the sack that it was in, drop it on the floor. They peel off the foil, drop it on the floor, and then they just walk along eating their hot dog. I'm like, why? What are you doing?
Yeah, like, those are two losers in life.
Yeah.
Litters and the cart. You can tell a lot about someone.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break.
Are we going to take a break?
Yeah. We're going to come back and talk about TV shows for a sec. Cool?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right, Lunch, I want to know what you think is the best pilot for a TV show of all time.
Pilot?
Yeah, like the first episode.
Oh, I have no idea.
But is there...
Do you think I can remember the first episode of any show?
The reason I'm asking this is because I had watched this show a few times, like in high school and stuff, but I just picked it back up again to watch for a second time.
Okay.
And it's Newsroom. In that first episode, you've never watched Newsroom, you would love it.
What is Newsroom?
You would love it. It's so good.
Newsroom TV show.
You can watch it on Max. And that first episode is arguably one of the best pilots I've ever seen for a show. Like, I could watch that on repeat.
That's interesting because Newsroom gets 48% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, you want to know why?
I don't.
Because it's a newsroom, and they basically go through all of the events of what's happening in news, but for a fictional show. And so people are disagreeing with what he's saying and what he's doing.
Oh, well, it says Rotten Tomatoes, 4.9 out of 5. What in the world? I don't know.
Wait.
No, 48%. 48%.
That would be my guess as to why, because I'm telling you, it's one of the best shows ever. It gets a 91 on Rotten Tomatoes for audience score.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never seen it. Never heard of it. I would say
I think you would love it. I think your wife would love it too.
Well, I hope my mom would like it too. Well, that's cool.
I was trying to say your wife.
That's okay. My mom likes TV shows too, so it's cool. I can think of Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm. That was a solid opening.
Like the solid. I mean, the first scene is like, whoa! Didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know we were going to go there so quick.
Like, just comes out hard.
Boom. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's how Newsroom is. Like, it comes out blazing. And what other...
I mean, because I can't remember the first episodes of show. Like, first ones.
Well, and that's why I say of all time, because it has to be so glaring that you're like, okay, this is definitely the best.
But yeah, I can't even... Like, see, that's the problem is I don't remember the first ones of a lot of them.
That's fair.
But Friday Night Lights, I remember... Probably Real World. That's always a good one.
Knew it was coming. What about Teen Mom? It hooked you.
Oh, Teen Mom.
You know, hook, line, sinker in that first episode.
Yeah. But the only problem is they're only, like, the person is only in one episode. So every person was different.
Yeah.
Who else? What else? That's all I got.
Loved a supermarket show. Was that one?
Oh, Superstore was great, but I don't remember it
being really great on the first
episode. I don't remember the first episode. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you what it was.
Okay.
I mean, Parks and Rec was great, but I don't remember the first episode. The Office, I don't remember the first episode. That 70s show, don't remember that first episode.
Well, if you ever think of it someday and you come back on here, you can tell me. But have you watched anything new? Anything you're watching lately? Or?
Oh, yeah, we've been watching Bluey.
Hey, I've been watching that too. Not intentionally. I just leave it on for Remy and Hazel, so I get little clips when I
Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny show. We started Pupstruction. That's another one that they're into right now.
This is what it's like being a parent.
Yeah. We watch, what else? Super, no, that ain't it. I don't know what the heck it's called. Super.
Is it a kid show or
no? No, I don't know. I guess my 5-year-old started watching Pokemon. Is Pokemon the show?
I think there's a Pokemon show.
Yeah, because I don't think Pokemon. So Pokemon is the name of the show, and the main character is Pikachu. I learned that. I always thought Pokemon was the main character. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't quote me on that. And Bum. My 2-year-old's really into Baby Bum still. still trying to finish up Succession. But
y'all move like a snail, man.
It's hard. Succession is one that you have to be really focused, and at night you're so tired, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I have, but we did watch the first episode of the final season of Ted Lasso.
I should say sloth is probably more accurate, but
yeah, that's about.
Did you like that first episode of Ted Lasso?
It's all right.
It's a good season.
I don't know, but I feel like it's a little far-fetched, the storyline right now. So that's all.
Okay.
I don't want to say it because
I know I see your face like trying to figure out what you can and can't say.
Yeah, like it's a little far-fetched.
That's fair.
What transpired?
Okay, I did watch
from
a show
from that one person going from point A to point B.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you out of this so you don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiling it.
Okay, but I hear you. It's good. The season's good. I promise.
Okay, I can't wait. Keep up with it.
I watched a show called School Spirits on Netflix.
Okay, what is that? Never heard of it.
So it's this girl who dies in a school and she doesn't know how, but the school is haunted by other spirits that also died in the school.
Oh boy.
And so they help her figure out how she died. It's a cool storyline. Like every episode, there's somebody that different that potentially could have killed her. It's funny. It's like funny and entertaining.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's not like a...
It's not one of those like, oh, they went to the
It's fiction. It's not...
Well, I understand it's fiction.
Yeah, it's not... Well, I mean, it could be
But not into these like aliens and like ghosts on ABC or CBS. I don't know.
They're not like... I mean, they're just people, right? So like they're walking around as people. You're not getting a lot of like CGI.
Okay.
It's very just like... It's comedy... And with a little bit of thriller kind of
suspense.
Tell me
the name of it again.
School Spirits.
School Spirits.
Yeah.
School
Spirits. We'll see what it has on Rotten Tomatoes, but I loved it. It came from Paramount Plus, I guess.
Oh, 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, an 89% audience score. It was just entertaining. Like, it was one of those shows where I think your wife could watch also because it didn't give you too many emotions. Like, you had moments, but it wasn't like... up or down. You're just kind of entertained by what was happening.
Got it.
Okay. A lot of plot twists going on.
All right. Maybe I'll show the wife this. I don't know. I'm just telling you, we got to get through Succession.
Yeah, you just need to do that and Ted Lasso.
We struggle to finish shows because it's just so hard. We literally maybe watch one episode a night. That's it. Because there's just like, by the time you get the kids to bed and it's just like, and I'm like, are you going to stay awake? Probably not. Okay, then we won't start a Succession because I don't want you to fall asleep in the middle. And so we try to look for something, but we're going to get there eventually.
You want to tell me any other downsides of parenting?
No, it's not a downside. It's not down. It's not bad. And then other nights, like if we do get into bed a little early, maybe there's a sports game, a game on that I want to watch, like a basketball game,
That's
football game.
That's the real reason
No,
why.
No, it's not.
You watch more sports than you watch TV shows.
Well, I do watch more sports than I do TV shows, but I try to, like, okay, let's watch something, but it's hard. It's just hard. Okay. It's hard out here for a pimp.
It's hard out here for a parent is actually your lifestyle now.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can say that anymore. That it's hard out here for a parent.
Okay. Well, that's what, I mean, that's why.
You're three kids deep, Lunchbox. I think you're past it.
I know, but I mean, it's still hard out here for a pimp. It still is, just so you know.
Oh, my goodness. I think you and I are both delusional.
No, I don't think I'm delusional, man. It's just,
I mean, not like delusional in life. I mean, just like right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's hard on a Saturday morning to be like delusional.
It's not Saturday morning.
Like when they, so if delusional is a word, is delusional the word for not being delusional?
No.
No?
No. It doesn't always have to be both.
Like, because you say, oh, you're delusional. That means you're out of touch or what, you know, like you're crazy.
Yeah, so I'm right now that we're like loopy.
Yeah. So if we're not loopy, are we delusional?
No.
That would make sense. I'm going to look it up.
It's not a word.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's check it out.
Told you we were delusional.
Delusional.
It doesn't always have to be a word within a word.
Delusional. Oh.
There's illusion, but there's not illusional.
Delusional. The state of being convinced one is suffering from an illness, disorder, etc., much more severe than what one really has based. Oh.
That's definitely not what you were thinking.
No, it's not. Okay.
So I guess it is a word, but it's definitely not what your definition is.
Yeah. Okay. My bad. All right. My apologies.
We're going to go over to listener Q&A. You cool with that?
Yeah. Let's answer. Hey, did you know Corey in America went to the Titans game?
Who's Corey in America?
They are the showmans from Big Brother this season. He goes to Vandy.
I was so confused. I was like, am I supposed to know who that is?
Yeah, I saw that they were at the Titans game this past weekend.
Yeah, go Titans. Okay.
Yeah, they won.
Titans and, did?
Yeah.
Go football.
But yeah, Corey in America, look at this.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I don't know who they are. I thought you were saying somebody's Instagram handle, like Corey in America, not Corey and America, like a boy and a girl.
No. They're a boy and girl.
I need sleep. Okay, we're going to listener Q&A.
All right, so we just keep going or no? You take a pause?
We're
going
to go.
All right, bye, guys.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.